United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will press Sudan's president on his first overseas trip as head of the world's body to speed up the peace process after months of wrangling over the deployment of a hybrid peacekeeping force. The Secretary General's meeting with the Sudanese president could be crucial to pushing through a UN plan to strengthen the 7,000-member AU force that is struggling to maintain peace in the region. International Crisis Group analyst Sally Chin tells us what the current situation on the ground is and what Darfur really needs.
The most recent bombings of various locations in North Darfur, this is something that has been going on over the past few months. Every single time that the UN and the African Union have tried to help rebel groups unite and unify in preparation for peace talks, the locations where they were going to be meeting have been bombed by government of Sudan planes. There are a few things that the international community really need to do in Darfur. The first is something that International Crisis Group has been arguing for a while now, which is that the international community needs to make good on its various threats of sanctioning the perpetrators of the violence, and that's economic sanctions, asset freezes, travel bans against the people who are responsible for the crimes. The other thing the international community really needs to do is to put a lot more support and build the capacity of the African Union troops, which are on the ground in Darfur, and they really need to be pushing for the government of Sudan to accept an AU-UN hybrid force in Darfur.